McAdam was holding out the information announcement of the charter of the bank.
The Earth Planetary Bank was chartered by the original valid 30 Chief Council. This was the information sheet that was released about it.
He took the second document he held and opened it.
But this is the actual charter, as passed. The actual charter is the only one valid under law, and the Baron and I have wondered many times why they were different. But do you remember who was sometimes acting as secretary of the original council?
The information sheet on the charter mentioned only McAdam and Baron von Roth. The Baron and McAdam looked at each other and in chorus said,
Brown Limper Staffer!
For reasons of his own, he miscopied the resolution for public release. We stupidly thought you didn't want it disclosed.
He opened up the original charter, and there at the top, ahead of the names of Baron von Roth and Andrew McAdam, was the name, bright and clear, Johnny, good boy, Tyler.
Haven't you ever noticed? We always try to ask your opinion of any big deals,
pleaded the Baron, very contrite.
You were doing so many things more important that we just carried on. But Sir Robert, this lad is the owner of a third part of the Earth Planetary Bank, by charter.
The Baron said to Sir Robert,
Johnny now owns 2/9 or about 22% of the Galactic Bank, and a third of Intergalactic Mining Company.
He turned to McAdam.
Maybe we should make it more.
McAdam looked at Sir Robert.
Did you think we would leave the poor lad, as you call him, out in the cold? He also owns part of that ton of gold, and altogether, you'd need a computer to add up his money. It's in the quintillions. He's the richest poor lad these 16 universes have ever seen, including the late Emperor of Cyclo.
Sir Robert let go of Johnny and suddenly began to laugh. He punched Johnny in the shoulder.
Get along with you, you church mouse in disguise.
He looked at the others.
Aye, gentlemen, I'll let it be and say enough's enough. Just barely, mind, just barely. Say,
he added,
maybe you should go out there and buy him half a dozen of those fancy lords for his gillies.
He already bought them, down to the last bobble in their boots.
All but Johnny boomed out laughter. His head was going round. Quintillions? The number was unreal. Maybe he could buy one of those woven leather lead ropes for Windsplitter, or buy some new furniture if Chrissy had lost all hers. The thought of Chrissy hit him. He had been keeping it very suppressed so he could keep on going. McAdam and the Baron collected up their things again and walked out, shaking their heads and muttering,
Brown Limper.
And
may trouble clear to the end.